The plant closure late last year idled more than 1,000 workers in Janesville and almost three times that number in businesses connected to the plant. This week, local business leaders are lobbying legislators to change the rules for tax incremental finance districts to make it easier to replace those job losses. The chair of Forward Janesville, Bruce Corner, kicked off the lobbying effort by calling for the creation of Development Opportunity Zones, or DOZs.
DOZ status means that that company can offset current taxes or future taxes to the tune of anywhere from $400,000 to $750,000. That is one heck of an arrow in a quiver of economic development tools that we're really looking for.
More than 40 business people and local government leaders turned out for the Forward Janesville Lobbying Day. The kickoff featured Assembly Speaker and former United Auto Workers Union President Mike Sheridan. He told the group he hasn't given up hope that despite announcements by GM last week that the plant is completely dead, it could still reopen.
If they meant no, not and never, they would have told us that already, and they have not said that. We're not going to give up on that they can turn this company around, that the future is in green cars, and there's still a possibility that they could do something here in Janesville.
But business leaders on the lobbying trip said their biggest concern is finding money to widen Interstate 39 and 90 from the Illinois border to Janesville, so new companies can be lured to Janesville to fill the gap left by the GM plant closing. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.